Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'll come right in, and then we talked a little bit. Told me when my first day was, and had me come back. And I mean, it was a great. You pretty much told me if you can breathe, you can work here. I remember that quote.
There you go. I got that right.
Hi, this is Mike McIntosh. Thanks for shopping at Micro Center. Today's special: you get extra service if you're elderly. Thanks for coming in, and happy holidays.
He was the prince, and he also did the Arabian dance. He was the male lead in the entire ballet.
Do you think
Yes, go ahead.
Do you think he dances privately for your daughter?
Oscar, how would you like to do a pirouette on the end of my fist?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. Today's episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you. Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know, in my years in the media, I have to say that every show I've ever been associated with, either guesting or, you know, having a brief visit or doing the show or running the show, I've always been aware of the fact that every single show, especially during the holidays, I think about this, every single show has to have its little drummer boy.
Oh, yeah.
Every show has its little drummer
boy. It's necessary.
Yes, it does.
You know, way back in the day, and I still keep in contact with him, and he's a family man now, and he recently lost his dad, and I commiserated with him. Carl Fippinger was our little drummer
boy.
He
is such a nice,
Danger Boy.
Good guy, and he goes way back.
Yeah, I mean, he and I have just kept that kind of social media contact, and I have a lot of friends like that I keep in contact with. Happy 60th birthday to Jeff Gold, Goldie, who was a DJ back at American University 60? With me.
I wished him happy birthday. I didn't know it was a milestone,
60.
Though.
Congrats.
Yeah. You know, Goldie traveled in a different circle of friends, but it was great because he posted, I think, a 40th birthday video, and I saw some of the guys that I remember from AU that were old then.
Yes.
You know, now we're really, really old. But anyway, getting back to Little Drummer Boys, it changes sometimes month to month, sometimes year to year.
Mm-hmm.
But our Little Drummer Boy, we have two. We have a Latino drummer boy, and we have a white devil.
Yeah.
Little
Diablo Blanco.
The Latino drummer boy is Adrian Garcia.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He has been for quite some time. He gets himself into some circumstances. He is extremely loyal to the show.
Yes.
He has wonderful segments on the air because he's such a goofball.
Yeah.
He has an interesting job outside of the show, which we like to talk about. And then our white devil, little drummer boy, for a long, long time. Well, there have been two of them as well. We've had Dan O'Brien, who went into the world
yes.
of politics. And for a while, we had Rob Ford, Rofo, who was our little drummer boy.
Well, he's not a little anything.
He's graduated.
No, he's not a little anything. But through it all, I think our most consistent little drummer boy is Michael McIntosh, otherwise known as Mac.
Thank you.
Mac came to us as a community college student.
A dropout.
A dropout who was not going to class and playing video games. Thank you, Rob. In the parking lot of his local grocery store. And
he was not forthcoming to his parents about it.
No. We broke him of that habit. I like to think that we, in particular Oscar Santana, kind of shaped this young man and got him involved in this retail outlet known as Micro Center. Yes.
And let me add this. It's not just the professional Mac that has grown. Because
right.
there is one of the few times I ever yelled at Pony. I said, you left the room and left me in the room alone with Mac. Don't ever, ever do that again. That was a few years ago.
That was 4 or 5 years ago.
And now I actually enjoy Mac's company. He has come full circle, and he's like a regular guy now.
There was a time where, for some reason, he had slid over into Oscar Santana's seat, and Oscar looks at the camera looking at me, and he was sitting in there, and I said, I actually stopped the show, and I said, I'm trying to do comedy here, and I'm looking at someone who looks like he's about to go in front of a firing squad.
Yep.
So those are moments that we share with that. Then there was the orange. Then there was the different medical maladies.
Yes.
But then there was the moment where he went to this company called Micro Center, mm-hmm. and he landed, and he found his little home there. And he's been there for a long time. He has thrived there.
Yes.
And, you know, it's connected to the show because Oscar's always in Micro Center getting cables and monitors and computers.
Mouses.
And so it's this symbiotic relationship that we have with the store where Mac works now. But the most important thing is that Mac has blossomed with his association with his show. That is irrefutable.
Yes.
There is no doubt in my mind that the reason that kid has done better in his life is because of his association with us.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure.
And to be honest with you, I think it's a little long. He's in here with us now. Hello, Mac. How are you?
Hello. And I that's actually a perfect setup because you guys don't know this. But as of yesterday, December 2nd, I have been working for the show for 5 years.
Wow.
Has it really been
five? It's been 5 years as of yesterday.
I wouldn't call it working.
Half of our time? Yeah. Wow.
That's a lot.
That's spectacular.
Remember you showed up at your doorstep in your old home in Manassas?
Oh, there was a real awkward thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mac, do you remember that? Can you tell us what happened? You came to my door and all the guys had left for the day, right?
I believe I was talking with Pony over Facebook Messenger to get the interview, and he told me a date and time. So I came on that day and time. I remember I circled the block a couple times because all the cars were missing. I expect to see cars there.
Do you see what he's doing there? And this is where he's learned also. Do you notice how
in
that passive-aggressive
way he threw Pony under the bus? Yeah. Do you notice how... So Pony gave you the wrong time, right?
No, he gave me the correct time, but he forgot to tell everybody else the time. And he forgot to remember the time.
Oh, so we all split.
Yeah.
I see.
Yes, yeah. Everybody split except for Mike O'Mara.
Well, Mike wouldn't split. It's his house.
Exactly.
Yeah, I kind of live there.
I got the courage, parked the car... went to your door.
Hold on. When you talk about getting the courage, was there like any sort of process to get yourself ready to steel yourself for the interview? How did you prepare?
I was an anxious mess back then.
Aww. Back then he was.
Let me ask you this.
Sweet.
When you got to the door, and I'll let you tell the rest of the story because I don't remember it exactly. Because I don't remember this. Had I been expecting you?
Yes, but you. I don't think you remembered the time. I know you.
Because when everybody left, I would never do. I don't do the intern interviews. That's just not my area.
Especially if it's a young, unattached 20-year-old boy coming to your home that you're going to see
one-on-one.
What's that supposed to mean? That I'd do it if it was the 21-year-old babe?
I'm just saying that it's awkward and not the most professional setting.
Well, no, what it is we even back then I didn't do it. I mean, I don't remember.
Oh, you never had
your thing. It's our thing.
We do interviews on the air. That's when I do them.
Right.
I loved meeting interns on the air for the first time. That was the fun.
Yeah.
So I was blindsided. That's the long and short of it. Thank you again, Matt Bloom, for that.
Yes, but it could have been yesterday.
Your track record hasn't changed much.
So Mac arrives, and then what happens?
So I go up to the door. I either knock or ring the bell.
Death bell.
The death bell. And Mike opens the door and kind of sternly looks at me in my big orange puffy jacket that I still have today. And he pretty much yells at me saying, like, what do you want? Assuming I'm a door-to-door salesman. And that... freaked me out even more as I was already anxious.
Did you instantly know it was the boss?
Oh yes.
Okay.
I've
the fan.
I watched the video at that time, so I knew what all you guys looked at.
Was that during the period of time? Was that pre Edge or post Edge?
I think that was post Edge.
Post
Edge. That would have been December of 2013.
Since fired from the Edge.
Yeah, the Edge was gone. Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Very good. Okay. Yeah,
this is probably Chipotle time when you used to go with your wife afterwards to go get lunch.
Could have been the lunch time.
Yeah, that was lunch
time.
Ah,
the classic Chipotle era.
The special moments.
Yes.
The seasons of a man's life.
We'll have these moments to remember.
Let yourselves out. Carl and I are going to Chipotle. That's
right. Yeah, thank you very much. See you later.
Pull the door locked behind you.
God, Manassas. The dream
that was the
life
treat
that was.
For them.
Yeah, it was.
I swear to God, that's how pathetic we were. That's how pathetic that town is. God. Talk about bad judgment. Hey, boy, what are we going to do? Oh, you want to go to Chipotle?
Oh, only if you're Jesus. Sick of the rock and roll diner.
Hey, it's warm enough to sit out on the aluminum chairs. God. All right, so anyway, then what happened?
So, I'm set back because of that warm introduction to seeing my idol,
Sorry.
Mike O'Mara.
Right. Sorry about that.
And then I say, I'm like stuttering. I'm supposed to be here for the interview. And then you come right in. And then we talked a little bit, told me when my first day was and, had me come back. And I mean, it was you pretty much told me, if you can breathe, you can work here. I remember that quote.
There you go. I got that right.
So, and that pretty much, I left and with a great smile on my face and drove all the way down Route 2, seeing all the Llantas Usadas all the way home.
Mm-hmm. 28.
Nice. There you go. 28.
So do you remember what your actual first day on the show was?
Okay, so it was actually today was the first day on the show.
You know what? I knew this was coming, and I actually went back into our archives. How would you like to hear Max debut on the microphone?
Oh, wow.
I'd love to hear that.
All right, here we go. This is great.
Five years ago, time machine.
Don't normally go into the archives for this, but... Oh, this is the wrong tape. I'm sorry. 22 days, Mike.
22 days for Christmas shopping. 22 days to fill
you
the
jerk.
Stocking. 22 days for Christmas shopping. Only got 22
Here he comes.
More.
Here he comes.
Only got 22 more.
Hi. Did you hear what the man said? Only 22 shopping days till Christmas.
That's 22 days.
I was
till
so
Christmas.
Much drunker back then.
You don't really have a tape of Mac, do you?
No, I don't. I didn't know he was coming in today. He surprised us. Well, Pony knew, but he didn't tell me.
That's right. Well, the reason Mac is here today is because you've always told me that there was something very special for Mac, that Mac, you're going to be using some of your broadcast experience.
Yes.
For your job at Micro Center.
Exactly. The store manager came to me asking me if I would do the some commercials in between the songs at the store.
Like on the PA?
Listen to me. I get a hot text. A hot text from Mac, and he's like, he goes, I've got a new job, a voiceover actor. And I said, for who? He goes, Micro Center. I said, where's it going to be broadcast? In the store. I need studio time. I said, we usually charge for this. He goes, well, we have no budget. And I said, who's the artist? You want Mike to voice it? No, we don't need Mike or Rob, just me. You're going to be the voice of Micro Center?
I'm coming in today asking to see if Mike can do it, to see if we can advertise a Mike O'Mara show.
The joke was you were going to do it.
You told me you were the voice.
That was the original plan, but I talked to the boss and I wanted to see if Mike would do it.
No, wait. Did the boss ask for Mike, or are you asking for Mike?
The boss asked for Mike.
Okay, that's what I thought.
I missed it. The boss asked for me. I suggested Mike.
Oh!
No.
This changes like Cher during a concert.
What is it? What is it, Mac? What's the real deal?
Because,
I mean, if the boss asked you, you got to do it.
Yeah.
He said it's okay either way. He will.
Oh, he doesn't care. He'll take a world-class talent, discerning enough
that when it comes to my narration abilities and yours, your brilliant supervisor has indicated it doesn't really matter.
Now, the guy that says it makes no difference whether Mike does it or you does it, did he write it down or did he sign it to you?
He
cannot hear, you see.
Oh, is he really?
No, I'm saying that would be the only way wouldn't care between your voice
and
Mac.
So, Mac, let's retread this.
Yeah, rewind a little bit.
Yeah. How did it happen? What your boss comes to you. Tell us what happened.
My boss comes to me looking for me saying he doesn't have a radio voice. He wonders if I can do it. If I can, he knows I work here.
Yes.
And wonder if I can do it. He's never heard my radio voice, so he doesn't know I've never done a radio voice.
Do you give the impression to people in your outer circles that you have a radio voice? You say, we're just talking, but someday you must hear my radio voice.
Hello, I'm Mac.
Hi, I need my medication.
Hi, this is Mike McIntosh.
So I have some insight into this because I've seen this firsthand.
Okay.
Mac is proud of the Mike O'Mara show.
Sure.
He beams it whether he's at Micro Center or here, which is nice to see.
That's
but
good.
The rest of the guys, when he talks about the Mike O'Mara show, I think that he's on the Mike O'Mara show. they don't know that he just is essentially an associate producer on the Mike O'Mara show.
And it's, so it's a lie of omission. Right. He doesn't correct them.
But when he walks,
but he's still
but when he walks around beating his chest like Papa Smurf, and all the other Smurfs are following him around being like, oh, this is the other guy I work on the show with. You know? And so as he's shucking and jiving, I got to figure out, I was like, oh, they think he's a host. I'm not going to blow up his spot.
Mm-hmm. Mac, now no. you do have, now let me just ask you this. I'm going to ask it very delicately.
Sure.
You do have a history of slightly distorting the facts as they are. You would admit to that, correct?
Yes, I do have a past.
Okay, you have a past.
Everyone has a past.
Have you perhaps created an image for yourself within the within Micro Center that would indicate that you are more of an on-air participant than you actually are?
I don't think so. When I talk to people about it, I tell them I'm a part of the Mike O'Mara show. I would sign a letter to that effect. I do say I only go usually once a week.
Yes.
He came to Vegas. Did he come to Vegas?
Oh, my God. He's earned everything. Absolutely. Yeah.
He flew over Fremont Street.
Exactly. Yeah. I tell him I'm technically an intern still. I'm not always there on the air every time I'm there, but I do say
I would
much,
say you are a first first tier character.
I would call him, you know what, I'd call him a series regular.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm going to do? Because it's the Christmas season, because I have an idea.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is what I think I'm going to do. Do you think that on your commercials, is it going to be just for your store?
At first, but stop right there.
Okay. If it's going to be just for your store, do you think there's any way that you could say this is Mac or this is Mike McIntosh with hi, it's Mike McIntosh, and just then read your copy? Do you think you could do that? Because if you could, I've got a great idea. Do you think you could get away with doing that?
I think so.
Okay. If you could do that, what I would like to do is I would like to read your copy as you.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have your copy today?
Yes, I do.
Okay. What I would like to do is, what are some of the things you're going to be saying?
It's about the Micro Center credit card.
Ooh. Hi, this is Mike McIntosh, and I'd like to tell you about the Micro Center credit card. And I'm going to do it straight, just like that. Mm-hmm.
So everyone will think that's your radio voice.
Yes. Everybody will say, well, I sound like this in person, but that's the way I do it when the mics are on.
Yes.
I have a hot
Would you be willing to go along with that?
Absolutely.
Boy,
it's done. He is beaming with pride. He's so happy.
It's done. Get it printed up. Send it to me. I will do it this week. I will do it this week, and I will, and I think putting the hi, Mike, Mike, and Tash with another one of these fantastic Micro Center specials today.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
I'm going to incorporate your name into it all. Look, and if it expands to the other ones, say
la vie.
We need a catchphrase, though. Cool. No.
You see, you're overdoing it. If you put a catchphrase in it, they're going to get suspicious.
We turned off.
You just leave it as Mike McIntosh. I know what you want to do. You want to hack it up.
No. How about
that? You're helping, and it's not going to help because it'd be like, hi, this is Mike Madigan. Orange is my bag. I know you'd like to write 50 of those, you know. What is this?
I was just trying to find a Christmas bed for you.
What about a pun with Ram?
This is Mike McIntosh. Happy holidays from all of us at Micro Center. Mike McIntosh wishing you and yours the happiest of holidays.
You see, that
Let's
would be
take
a fine,
this opportunity to say
a fine
hi to our
catchphrase
manager.
Right there.
What's that?
Wishing you and yours a happy holidays.
Well, yeah.
From Microsoft.
Mac, you make the call. As far as the content, as far as the copy.
What are you pushing?
Whatever you think.
What are you guys pushing? I've got
the outline of the copy from the boss.
Yeah, so. What are you pushing? What are the hot deals?
It's all about the credit card.
Ooh.
The Micro Center credit card.
Well, this is where you'll have to work with Rob Spiewak.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because Rob will tighten it up and he will
what
write
about
it the way.
Be in charge with our charge card.
Okay.
No.
No. How about this?
We're both trying to stick it up too much.
No. You guys are being jerks. How about this?
Okay. Here we go. You know what's coming now.
This Christmas at Micro Center, you deserve a little credit.
Thank you.
That wasn't so bad.
This isn't exclusive to Christmas. This is going to be something that's going to be played past Christmas. So it doesn't have to be Christmas
this holiday season.
I will give you my talent and my voice.
This is thousands of dollars worth of work.
For Micro Center, I will do it as long as I'm able to say that I am you.
Okay.
that is my payment. Yeah. And then, hold on. I will require one more thing.
Please.
At some point, if this comes to fruition, I hope that someone will be able to, either Oscar or Mac will be able to go into the Micro Center, and my joy, my payment, my check will be hearing my voice over the PA at the store and then broadcasting it back on this show.
Yes.
That's what I want more than anything else.
How often will the spots run? Because obviously you've got some sort of loop of music, right?
Yes.
Is it a service or is it something that's run in store?
I don't actually know how it works. I think it's run in store now. We've been changing it, but I think it's in store now, and then it'll be running in between songs. I think it'll be every two or three songs.
Oh, that's great. Because, you know, Mike, Muzak has become exorbitant.
Your services
are, it's just too much.
Too much.
I'm ready, and I'm set, and I'll do it, Mac. If you're game, I'm game.
Get your copyright.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. See, that's where he's also grown.
Yeah.
See, the Mac I remember at the beginning would have been nervous about this.
He would have messed this up.
This is going to be a win-win. Hello, I'm Michael McIntosh. Thanks for shopping at Micro Center. Here are today's specials. HDMI cables in aisle number 4, especially right now, $19.99 while they last. These are the good ones, not the ones that break.
These are the good ones.
The good ones. This is the good one. All right. All right, so we're cool with that,
Just one more.
Oh, yes, one more. Go ahead.
You should say something about their service, like how they serve people with a smile. They deserve it.
Yeah, they can fix anything.
Anything, yeah.
Service. Hi, this is Mike McIntosh. Thanks for shopping at Micro Center. Today's special: you get extra service if you're elderly. Thanks for coming in and happy holidays.
You're old and you're old Ram.
I'm Michael McIntosh. Don't forget to grab a. Do you give any lollipops or candy on the way out?
Candy
or
cane,
anything
sure.
Like that?
We've got candy to buy on the way out.
They have those snake lines that
candy,
you have to buy.
Right.
Grab a Snickers on your way out.
Yeah.
All right. Hi, this is Michael McIntosh. Welcome to Micro Center, nerds. Have a great time. We got all the stuff that you can wrap your little IT brain around. So
how about this?
And Stroop waffles.
Stroop waffles. They do have Stroop waffles.
Stroop waffles.
Stroop
waffles. On your way out, if you're in line, you will spot a Stroop waffle.
You know what I bet they have? I bet you have the big tins of popcorn with 3 flavors. Do you have those?
We don't.
You should. It's a money maker. Get those in there.
Mac, we're set. Are we set?
Are we all
done here?
Yes.
I'm tired of you. Thank you.
That's
wonderful.
That's nice.
Now, the one thing I do want to say.
Okay.
Coming up on the Mike O'Mara show a couple of weeks ago, Oscar, I think, was talking about my combative nature, and I was talking about how those days are no longer, and that I don't get into scrapes with people anymore. And I'm here to say I am 59. It is the Christmas season, and. I lied. I'll have the story.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Santa Claus?
Live and in person. One night only.
You two okay?
Yeah. You look so different.
Why? Because I'm not a big fat slob?
No, I didn't mean it that way.
Oh, that's okay, Kate. Guess it's understandable. I mean, who can eat millions of cookies in one night and not get fat, right? Well, I can.
Can you go ho, ho, ho?
I don't go ho, ho, ho. That's a myth. Fake news.
Sorry.
What did you do with my sack of presents?
It flew off the sleigh.
Oh, not good. Not good at all. Reindeer must have broken off somewhere over Lakeshore Drive.
Lakeshore Drive?
We're in Chicago, young lady.
That means you traveled thousands of miles in like 30 seconds.
Epic?
You mean epic disaster. If I'm not up and running in the next couple of hours, half the continent's not going to get presents. And that, well, that can never happen.
So if you brats don't get presents, it's not the end of the world.
That's just the kind of lame garbage I'd expect from a lost believer.
You listen to me, Teddy Pierce. Tonight,
Young boys and girls all over the globe are waiting, hoping, expecting Santa Claus to arrive. If I don't, you don't want to know what happened the last time I couldn't make my rounds.
Yes, we do. Tell us.
You've heard of the Dark Ages. Read about all those wars in school?
Yeah, sure, but... Wait, those happened because you missed Christmas?
Christmas spirit is more powerful than you could ever imagine. People need Christmas to remind themselves of how good they can be. Without it, well, Christmas simply must endure.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
We're live from the beautiful, beautiful guys, Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. They make us feel that way every single day. If you're a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We're spreading the word every day about TMOS. We are all over the world, and we are delighted to have you with us, and I'll come up with some new cities tomorrow. If you want your city in there, let me know which one you want me to mention in the intro to the show. Portland, Maine, Spokane, Washington, Washington, D.C., Sacramento, California, Botswana, Tokyo, Prague, Poland. Come on!
The Caribbean!
The Mike O'Mara Show. The Caribbean Players Club. That's old. God, that's old. Our show today brought to you by Harry's. Oh, I love my Harry's. Finding the perfect holiday gift for a guy can be nearly impossible. You want it to be special and practical, and he doesn't need another wallet. The solution is Harry's. I love this product. Yes. I've been telling you about it for years. Harry's makes long-lasting quality products at super reasonable prices, and it has changed the way I shave. It'll change the way you shave. It can make it feel special with a personal engraving option. Didn't know they had this.
What's new?
It comes ready to gift in a handsome gift box starting at just $10. This is a great idea because the product is so good. 100% quality guaranteed. If he doesn't love it, returns are quick and hassle-free. As a special offer for fans of our show, we partner with Harry's to give you $5 off any shave set, including the limited edition holiday sets when you go to harrys.com/TMOS. Plus, you'll get free shipping. This offer is for new and returning customers and is only available for the holidays. Each Harry's shaving set comes with an ergonomic weighted handle with an option to engrave. I love the engraving.
You too. Feature.
German-engineered five-blade cartridges for a close, comfortable shave, foaming shave gel for rich lather, a travel cover, a handsome holiday gift box, or you just want something for yourself, redeem a Harry's trial offer to experience the quality shave before committing. Get your holiday shopping done early. Free shipping ends on December 12th, so act now. Go to harrys.com/TMOS to get $5 off a shave set while supplies last. That harrys.com/TMOS, and we thank you. All right. I don't know if it was a week ago, 2 weeks ago. I'm not sure, but you guys were talking about me and you know, how occasionally I would get into something about me being a fighter. I was not a fighter.
I believe the tenor of the conversation, if I recall it, was that you're better now. You used to do that, but you do that
but
anymore.
But I never was. It's not like I was involved.
It was last week.
Okay, last week.
I alleged that you were a fighter since day one.
No, and that's not true. That's really not
true.
Right,
If I was,
I would have been. I don't like hurting people.
And you
I don't like to brawl.
That you like to get into fisticuffs.
No, I really don't. And let me explain why. The guys that like that, and I've known guys that like that. The guys that are good at that, the guys that are doing it, are good at it because they don't give a rat's ass where the chips fall once they start. I don't have that ability. That's why I have probably taken more than I've given, and it's really hard for me to strike another person. Now, shoving match or, you know, getting into it with somebody and challenging somebody, yeah, I've probably done that periodically don't suffer people being pricks very well. Yeah. I'm not really good at that.
That's fair, you know? But you're man enough. Maybe we should reframe the accusation. You're man enough to stand up to a wrong that most are.
Well, personally, the one where I really got hurt was the one where somebody was being making a reference to my wife, who was vaping at the time, said that's not all she's had in her mouth. And I got pissed, and I had just been laid off from CBS, mm-hmm. and I didn't care about being in the style section anymore, and I asked the guy to step outside. Mm. That was the first real, in a long time. Look.
You cared about style. Then, you had Lucchese's on.
And what happened? Well, I hurt myself worse than I ever hurt the guy.
Yeah.
I fell back and blew my knee out, and that's what happened. And I think everything, you know, I'm going to have a needle in my spine today. I think I messed my body up when I did it. But that's the past, the present. What I was trying to tell you is that at the advanced age of nearly 60 years old,
you're not
I will
60
be 60.
Yet.
I'm 59, but I will
looking
tell you
fine.
Something.
Looking fine.
But there is not, it's just not the time. You don't do that. You don't, that's just not the way you roll. But I will say, and I said, you know what? I leave that to other people. I leave that if somebody's behaving badly, I leave it to other people. And I'm here to say that on this particular weekend, mm-hmm. I contradicted my own story. Mm. And I'm going to tell you what happened because it's a jam-packed holiday weekend down here in Florida. We go to a play version, not the ballet, but the play version of the Nutcracker down here with my little guy. And then the other activity we were going to go to on Saturday evening was the Fort Myers Boat Parade, something Carla has wanted to do forever. And so we have like an hour between the end of the play and going down to the beach area to watch these boats.
Oh, you are
and
overscheduled.
We're not overscheduled, but it's a tight schedule. It's something I'm not used to. We go back home for about an hour and a half. Carla gets a little shut eye. I'm up with the little guy, and then we're out the door, and we got to get down there. And I had indicated to her, based on my experiences in Northern Virginia, that while she said, oh, it's Florida, everything's chill, I had indicated to her
yes.
that this kind of activity is probably the type of things that the people, when are you going, Saturday?
Saturday at the boat
parade.
The
people down here are probably going to be all in.
National Mall
time. And I wasn't effing wrong.
Man.
It was bat ass. Because they all want to put on their 4XL Christmas tarps and come down with their man cuts with their elderly husbands, and they want to see the. And everybody's got the little antennas with Rudolph.
Did you
and
wear like, your cute sweater, your Christmas no. sweater?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
Not an ad going on down there, I bet.
So, but I'm open to it because I said, okay, we've never done it before. It's for the little guy, and people decorate their boats, and then they go out into the harbor, and they have a boat parade.
Hmm.
And I go to the website, and like all websites, and anybody who lives in any town can tell you about this, that the people that put these things on put together websites that seriously a chimpanzee could do a better job. There is no information of any substance. It is hacked together. It is cobbled together by somebody who says, I know about the internet, and there's never any information.
Meanwhile,
so the
like
information,
the chimpanzee is saying, click here for information.
Here we go. Let me make sure I don't even put the time it starts down. But anyway, so we drive down to... we have to go down towards the beach and then under the bridge where these restaurants are, because these boats are going to come up through this thing called Matanzas Pass or whatever it is. The Fort Myers names, I don't know yet. I haven't been down here long enough. And we're going to go to one of these restaurants. We pull into this restaurant and there's a big sign that says valet parking.
Hey.
And we are being, from 50 different sides, we are being inundated with the Rust Belt deluge of white and blue hair. They are scurrying to this at 4:30 for an event that's going to start at 6 o'clock, because everyone is doing what we're doing. And because we went back home, even though I had suggested we go right from the Nutcracker right down there, I said, you want to get a beachhead for something like this, you want to get the A table for something like that, you know when you're going to need to get a table at 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon, that's what you're going to have to do. And she said, well, how can we hold a table? I said, I'll take care of that. Glug glug chug a lug glug. You drive home, I'll take care of that all day.
Right.
So
the job you were born to do.
So we pull into this restaurant and there's a big sign. I said, valet, this is fantastic.
Beautiful.
This is where it starts to go south, because they are coming into this parking lot with their Lexus SUVs.
How
like
dare
you
they?
Would not, like you would not believe. They are coming in with their Kia Fortes and their Lexus SUVs and their
Buy
Jeep
American.
Cherokees.
Yeah, please.
And that's a variety of cars. I'm just telling you the ones that I saw.
The little guys.
Short,
right.
Little short Lexus, because it's everything. It's everything, because I want everything.
Yeah, you know what I bought yesterday? I bought a little crossover car. It's
yeah,
great.
It's great. It's like a wagon, and it's a sedan.
Handles like a car, but it has room in the back.
Big sign says, a valet. Oh, bonus.
Yeah.
We do that. I'll pony up the bucks. No problem at all. I go, there's a kid sitting at a stand that says valet on it. After a valet sign with an arrow, and I pull up, and he looks at me joyously. Joyously, as he's told 50 other people in the last 10 minutes, is no valet today. And it's like, okay. Well, thanks for putting the sign up, and thanks for sitting out here for no reason other than to tell people, why don't you take your sign down?
His whole job was to disappoint.
Is Florida valet town?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Because
Los Angeles
and Phoenix are valet towns.
Sure.
So, We have to break here, but I'm going to tell you this, that we go to, at this point, we pull out of this. Carly gets out of the car, goes, and there's nothing at this restaurant. It's packed. It's 4:45. We're running out of time. We're going to go down, and there are two or three other options, and we have to go to another joint. We were successful, and everything was fine, but then there's the really bad part of the story that I'm not proud of. We'll take a break. We'll finish this up when we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
That's Dennis Murphy. He's kind of a big deal. Gift giving this year is
stop,
easy.
Pause it. What? Yeah. Dennis's tools are a challenge to begin with. Where did he record it? It's like, what's going on?
I don't know the source of the recording, but I think it's nice that Jim Amato provides a translation after everything Dennis says.
In the elevator of the Excalibur.
Yeah. Okay. All right, let's
easy.
Let's
why?
Porter K.
Because you can shop to Lacey's Carpet and Walmart to the Kia and Lola Carpet and Shopping Center.
Sorry, standards. Jim, I'm sorry. I don't know much what you do. Sorry. No, couldn't understand him. Sorry.
Doesn't break my heart.
Sorry about that. Bye. Sorry, Jim. They can't all be hits.
Hey,
welcome
Jim,
back to the Mike O'Meara Show.
Jim, your part was great, though, Jim.
Yeah, your part was wonderful. This holiday season, give yourself the gift of extra money in your pocket when you... Now, listen, I don't screen the promos. I hear them here. So this is when I screen them. So I just did. Anyway, the holiday season, this one, give yourself the gift of extra money in your pocket when you consolidate your credit cards with LightStream. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate. LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 6.14% APR with auto pay. Plus, your rate is fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your low rate won't budge.
Nice.
You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. Even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. The application is entirely online and there are no fees. LightStream is a great way to get out from under your credit card debt. I love it. I know you will too. This holiday season, save even more with an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/TMOS. That's LightStream.com/TMOS. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/TMOS for more information.
Real quick, Mike, you inspired me. Do you know that I'm playing this song because you mentioned it last week? Here's Sausalito's Summer Nights by Diesel.
Sausalito, Summer Nights. I think Charlie Broyhill liked that.
This sounds like a Broyhill record, doesn't it?
Yeah, see, he likes this kind of stuff.
Anyway, good song.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. So when we last left, we were driving down with a million other people to see boats with decorations on them. And
boat parade.
Hey, well, it seemed like a happy occasion once you got past parking.
The old me would go really to the dark side, and I'd be like saying, "Let's just get out of here." I'm not doing that because I know Carla wants to do it. She's got she's got the Christmas spirit more than anybody I know, and she really wants this to happen. And I'm like, okay, let's just. But I said, I'm not optimistic, hon. This is there's no parking. The restaurants are all full. We go down, and she stops at this place that I've never been to before. It's next to a joint that we go to, and I go up the stairs. I said, let me see what happened. I see empty tables.
Oh,
and I said, oh, cool. I said, can we get a table? We got five coming, and can we get that? And so the waitress says, yeah. I said, oh, bonus party. And so she gives us a booth inside. I said, okay, when the parade starts, we'll go outside on their little dock area out mm-hmm. there, and we'll look at the boats go by. Fun.
Everybody wins.
Everybody wins. It'll be fantastic. So Carla's parking the car. Meanwhile, I'm sitting at the booth, and she gets there, and she says, did you see if there was something outside? I said, well, they said no. They said, we only have stuff. Hold on. I'll be right back. So Carla goes, and I'm sitting there with the little guy, and mm-hmm. We're hanging out, and she comes back maybe 7 minutes later, and she says, I got us a table outside. Oh, I said, oh, you blink those doe eyes at the manager. Yeah. Huh?
Keeping it tight. You get everything right.
That's a couple.
So she gets us this table. It's out on the patio. It's great. 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 Everything's
great.
Fantastic.
Look at this. This is great. Great.
So begins the evening. And it is
apparent to me. How is the weather for outside dining?
It is getting a little, there's a little bit of a breeze, and it's a little chilly for down here.
What's chilly for down there? Give us.
It's a chilly for down there would be warm everywhere else in the country. It's fine.
Okay.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
No big
everybody's
deal.
Everybody's wearing a light jacket. It's no big deal, right? Mm-hmm. It's very cool. And it becomes apparent to me, having been a failed restaurant owner, that the staff is overmatched.
Mm.
Like, incredibly overmatched.
Yeah.
And so the waiter, Paul, comes over, and I get his name, and it's 20 minutes between even drink orders. It's insane. It's insane. But here it is. I know that this is their New Year's Eve, St. Patrick's Day, 4th of July, all wrapped into one, and they never get this kind of business before. And I think they're having problems with the behind the wall staff, the people back in the kitchen, and maybe the bartenders are overwhelmed because every single blue hair Midwesterner wants to see the little Christmas lights.
Yeah.
And here's what's great about it, though. It's not the same urgency that we face in Northern Virginia, where, as you both will testify to the mm-hmm. fact, Rob especially, because he lives in the belly of the beast,
right?
They'll stab you and crawl over you to get a better vantage point to see something they want to see.
Yes, of course.
Right? The love of self and the love of me is like, so all-encompassing.
Children are routinely lost in the shuffle.
It's
just
not
happens.
That big a deal. It's not because, you know what? It's going to be way out on the end of this dock. Uh-huh. And the most important thing is, my kid doesn't give a rat's ass.
Yeah.
You know, he sees a few things. And so it's eat, drink, and be merry. We're there. We got a seat. I'm happy. I'm being super cool with the guy and saying everything's going to be fine. Don't worry about it. And to the point where members of my party said to me, my wife in particular, she said, you know, you don't have to be that nice to the guy. We were waiting. We waited 1 hour. We waited 1 hour for a tray of food. We waited an hour. It was a flat hour.
Your wife can't have it both ways.
I understand this.
Remember
when
she's in your ear, can you just relax?
I know. And
Carla,
you know what?
I'm talking to you.
And Carla's saying that to me. She would never say it to the server. That's the way she rolls.
Yeah. Right.
And so, but as long as we're getting the hooch, in a somewhat timely manner.
Are they keeping up with that? Because you said the drink order, the initial drink order was slow.
The little kid gets his non-alcoholic strawberry foo-foo drink.
Okay.
And I get a rum runner, which is beautiful because down here, it's the same rum runner philosophy that Oscar and I had down in Key West, right? They load it up, right?
Yep.
And then I pivot to Miller Lite and I'm like, daddy's like, oh, and everything's going to be fine. And it goes on and on and on. It gets dark. We start seeing some of the boats coming out of their slips.
Ooh,
there's some boats with Santa on them, the little guy. The lights have attracted some fish down by the dock. My kid is amused. We're sitting there. We're chatting. It's fine. No problem. If you're going to be throwing a fit or sweating about your food coming, you're in the wrong joint.
Right.
It's not about the food. It's just about hanging out there. So the boats go out, and one of the things we become aware of is that we get maybe 1 minute of boats going out, and there are only two of them, and then they're doing this whole parade around the harbor, and we're not going to see it until they come back. But that's cool, too. Everything is cool.
Right.
It's quiet. Everybody's kind of chilling out. Suddenly, at a table right across, I see, and everybody around me sees, a table of Ohio State fans. They were all wearing their Ohio State sweatshirts.
Yeah.
Barb.
Right? They're wearing their Buckeye sweatshirts. And out of nowhere, I'm looking at them and I'm thinking, I remember early in the evening, I was looking over there going, you know, I watched when I was bunny trailing, I watched the Ohio State marching band, one of the best in the country,
if not
the best in the country. And I watched their drum major come out with a high kick. And I said, it's just so cool the way they do that. And I was bunny trailing that actually the morning before we went to this thing. And I said, I should go over there and tell them how great. Mm-hmm. But I never did. And we're sitting there. Suddenly, this young waitress who had helped our waiter come over and help our table and is being super sweet and reminds me a little bit of Elizabeth is coming over and she's being super sweet. And I hear this guy, and Pony, you're going to have to edit here. I'm sorry. And I hear this guy, top of his lungs, right in the middle of the semi-quiet, right, say, shut the f*** up.
Oh.
And, wow. And the deck becomes silent.
Wait, to who is he saying this?
To the waitress.
Oh.
Top of his lungs screams, shut the F up.
Oh, my God.
She looks like she's been shot with a cannon.
Sure.
And she says, I'll get a manager, with her voice shaking, and she goes off. And then nothing happens. And it's just everybody. There's a lady next door, and there's a little tittering and a little giggling. And I'm sitting there going, well, I don't care what the malfunction is. You don't do that, especially this kid's having the busiest day of her life, and she's right. I don't know what his deal. And then there's a little giggling from these dicks who are enabling this behavior. And then there's a table next to him, and they're kind of chuckling. Mm. And he's got his arms out. And the best way I can describe the way the guy looks, and I'm not trying to be political, I swear to God, but he looks like a thinner version of Mike Pence.
Mm.
He's
okay.
Got the snow white hair on top.
Good
and he's sitting
guy.
There.
Handsome.
He's sitting there, and you know, everybody is watching this going, what is the deal? This waitress is gone for maybe 25 minutes. I don't know if she's been if she's been AWOL or whatever. And then a manager comes over eventually. And I hear the manager, and it's this regular, you know, they got our check wrong or something. Mm-hmm. That's what it was. That's what it was about. Okay.
Something that routine.
And it was in a day. And then the manager goes, I'm sorry you had that experience. And it was like, that was his, it wasn't that big a deal. About 10 minutes later, the waitress comes back over and she's at the table next to ours. And I touch her arm and I say, hey, listen, we know how slammed you are. You know, don't let this guy ruin you.
Yeah.
And she bursts into tears, and she is maybe 20. Maybe 19, maybe 20. She bursts into tears. Mm. And then she goes off.
An ugly crier, or like a hot crier?
It was a kid crying. It was like something I'd see my daughters cry, right?
So
I got my daughters on the brain, right? My daughters
who
have both been service. And so she goes off and she goes back inside. Thank you for that, Oscar. And she goes back inside. and Carla and is just sitting there. I can't believe that. And then everybody's giggling over in this little group. And I'm like, okay. I said, you know, in this day and age, we live in a day and age where this era of bad adults wearing antlers and thinking they're children has got to stop, man. We got to start being effing grownups.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden, it's time for their table to leave. And they get up. And they get up and start to walk out. And I get up.
Oh, boy.
Because I couldn't let it lie. He was going to walk away behaving like this.
Like he won.
A-hole.
Yeah.
Like this total a-hole. And there's a moment of time when you're doing this where you're not sure what's going to happen. And you get kind of laser focused. And I walk over and I stand in front of him, like directly in front of him.
You block him?
And I said, yeah, I blocked him. And I look at him, and he looks at me. And I said, you know what? I just want you to know one thing before you leave, that that's somebody's daughter. And no matter what the problem is, you don't need to behave like that in front of people. Mm. And I'm expecting, F you.
Right.
Get out of my way, fat boy. Yeah. I don't need it. And he looks at me and he goes, okay. And that was it. And he says, okay. And he walks around me and he walks out of the restaurant. And I turn around and four tables stand up and give me a standing ovation.
Hey! Well done.
No blows. No blows were exchanged. No blows were exchanged.
This is a liability issue.
And no blows were exchanged. And it was...
Well, good for you.
They were off to the, you know... But I mean, there was... You don't make somebody cry. You know, in this particular situation, that was it. But if the guy had chosen...
Right.
To be... Oh, man. You know, I realized... I thought of you, Oscar, because if the guy had chosen, I probably would have blown out my left knee.
Yeah. Question. How was your adrenaline level when you blocked him?
Rob, not as high as it usually is. We can thank perhaps the Rum Runners for that. That was probably
So are you satisfied with the outcome?
Yeah, I was satisfied with the outcome. But I was so focused on the guy that I didn't know that. And I literally sat down next to Carla. I said, were they clapping for that guy? And Carla goes, no, you idiot. They were clapping for you getting in his face.
Was the question posed, Mike, were they clapping for that guy?
Yeah. No, it was not that bad. It was not that bad. That was not until the morning after. I had three more when I got home after that.
Oh, look, and the next morning look at the boats, Michael.
Yeah. Look at the pretty boats. No, it was not.
Dad,
like
we're
that.
In the car.
No. Yeah. What? So anyway.
I don't know.
Just don't think you let that slide,
people.
You
don't let it slide, but don't try that at home.
No, but well done, Mike.
Do not try that at home.
No, don't try that at home. You might get hurt. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ho, ho, ho.
Was that Santa? Oh, boy.
That's right. It is I, Santa Claus. And what would you like for Christmas, little boy?
All I ever wanted was to laugh. But it's just too hard to give someone the Mike O'Mara bonus show as a gift.
Ho, 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 ho! Wrong! Thanks to a little bit of Santa's magic and a whole lot of gin, it has never been easier to give the gift of the bonus show. All you have to do is ask Mommy or Daddy to go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus show banner to get started.
But Santa... I'm an orphan.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of the program brought to you by Alex Papp, the ding-dong daddy of NorCal Realtors. We love him. And if you're a Northern Californian, Alex Papp loves you too. He wants you to buy a home. Plus, he makes amazing unboxing videos and his dazzling smile... Rob, you all right with this? You like Alex Papp? It sounds like you want to marry him.
What I got really here, does. we're taking a veer on the campaign.
Oh, I got it. Yeah. Dazzling smile has the power to get you a great deal on a home, which is important because
like you're hitting on the man.
I'm happily married. All right.
That interest rates will rise by the end of the year. So right now is the best time to buy. Let Alexander Papp show you how. Alexander makes it easy, from finding your perfect home to writing an aggressive offer, working through the home inspections, and even finding you the best lender for your loan and pre-approval. Alexander Papp is rated 5 out of 5 stars on Zillow, Trulia, and Realtor.com. Stop looking at homes online. Give Alex a call on his personal cell phone, 916-276-2129. Dial 916-276-2129. You can wrap with Papp. Stop renting. Call Alex, the NorCal Realtor, today, 916-276-2129, BRE 019-86031, Prado Real Estate. It is a snap with Papp, everybody. I just have to get this off my mind. I'm a little nervous today because at 2:30 this afternoon, I will be having a long needle jammed into my spine. So,
how painful is it from 1 to 10?
Yeah, when they do the chart of faces at the hospital, is it the bad,
I
bad face?
I don't know.
You've had it before, right?
I've had it done in my hip before I got the hip surgery, but I haven't had it done in my back, so I'm a little hinky about
it. I think you'll be fine because that's not a sensitive area, and it's not like anything is, you know, connected to your spine.
I've gotten shots like this before. I've gotten them in the shoulder,
sure.
Gotten them in the knee. God, the worst one I ever got was in the elbow. The elbow was the most painful one. That was years ago. That was like that was in my 20s.
And this is a laxative you're getting?
Yes, I'm getting a suppository. It's going to be put in my ass up into my spine.
No, this is it a steroid? What kind of shot is it?
I don't know.
Does it open cortisone? Up into a larger?
I don't know.
Rob. It's got to be the cortisone shot,
I would think.
Right?
So. Yeah, yeah, it's something like cortisone, but yeah. That's it. We'll
now
see.
I
want to
put a little extra. Give him a 20 spot.
Yeah.
They're making me
hey,
fast,
keep it fair,
so it's
keep
that
it
big
fair.
A deal. I have to fast, so I can't
top
have
me
a full,
off.
Big stuff.
They don't, wanna, food, they don't want you to puke.
Is that what it is?
Probably.
Mm-hmm. They want a bartender's right. pour as well.
All right.
Did you say that to the doctor?
Yeah.
I want a bartender's
no,
pour.
No, you don't want that.
Oh, you don't
yeah,
want
you
that.
Yeah, you want it full. Yeah, like you're I'd a regular. Say,
yeah. Okay. You want a regular...
yeah, tell them to give you more than they think they should give you.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
Top it off. Top it off.
I don't have the pain I get is only when I play golf. So, I mean, I'm kind of... It's calmed
yeah,
down.
But what
a
if
bit.
What if that motion, Mike? That motion is not just golf. What if you wanted to pick up little Michael and spin him around like a merry-go-round?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, you're right. No, I mean, no. I want
quality
to
of life.
Get out
what
there
if you
on
wanted to go
course,
out and like hoe your tomatoes in your garden? That's the same.
Yes,
motion.
Well, or wrestle me an alligator. We got yes. a big one in the backyard. I'm going to wrestle
happens
it tonight.
There. Sure.
I'm going to wrestle it for the holiday. That's what I'm.
There's
gonna
an
do.
Alligator
anyway,
in your backyard.
There's an alligator
it's
in the
Christmas
back
gator.
Pond.
Yeah.
There's
oh, is he lit up?
Big one. Big one. Saw him yesterday morning. The little guy was out with mama getting Christmas pictures done, mm-hmm. and I was all home, and I see the thing coming right across the pond, like moving up. And then he stopped when I came out. So I took the binoculars, went outside, looked at him. He is a large one.
Can you estimate the length?
At least 5 feet. At
oh,
least.
Wow.
Five footer. That's a good sized one right there. Yeah, I don't know where he's hanging out today, but he, of course, maybe I was looking at it with binoculars that might have made him look bigger.
No, well, is that when you said, "Hey, Beluga, come look at this,
Frankie"? He wouldn't be able to eat Beluga. You'd be a 12-foot alligator
there,
to eat Beluga.
There's and I'm sure you've seen this, but there's a viral video online right now that I guess I would say at 10 p.m. last night. I just get on, and it's a python wrapped around a dog. And it's in
oh.
it's in
and don't they free the dog?
They free the dog.
They free the
they
dog.
They free
yeah,
the
they
dog.
The
it
dog.
Blew
yeah.
my mind.
How
absolutely
big of a dog?
Blown. As big as a golden retriever.
Oh wow.
But it's three little kids and they're all foreigners and they're freeing their dog from this python.
Probably down in the Amazon somewhere mm-hmm. like that. You know?
One of the kids slams the python's head down with a shovel and then grabs its head so the other two can wrestle it off their dog.
Is a python yeah. a constrictor or would it have bitten the dog to
it's
kill
it? It's a constrictor.
Okay.
It's both. It's both. The pythons will bite and then wrap around. That's
oh,
what
okay.
they do. They
all
secure
right.
with their multiple rows of teeth that they have, but they're not venomous. And by the way, down here in South Florida, the ecosystem down here where people way back when like yeah back when yeah
it reminds me back them, in my days in Florida
they released them into the wild when they got too big and they had pets and they exploded so
everywhere.
We have Burmese pythons down here that are absolutely thriving along with whatever other snakes are down here and they're putting a big dent in some of the indigenous population of animals down
it's
here.
Weird when something like that happens. Did you see the viral video over the weekend of the Mandarin duck in Central Park?
No.
There is one singular exotic duck that is walking around.
Orange?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Wow.
It's like festively
like
colored.
Mandarin oranges. No. Is it orange?
It
looks
does
like
have,
Mac.
It does have some orange on it. But the thing is that they don't know if it escaped from like a private zoo or as a pet in Jersey, but it sticks out like a sore thumb because it doesn't look like any other duck you've ever seen. And Julia was dying. She showed me this video. A mallard surfaces because, you know, ducks can go underwater for short periods of time. And
right.
so this mallard just surfaces next to the Mandarin duck, bops it on the head, and then swims away. It's
really?
Not a well-liked duck.
Well, they're hazing
the,
it.
By the other ducks, yeah.
Well, are they going to... it's not going to do anything to the duck population, is it?
No, but they say it's a little bit aggressive towards other waterfowl, so they're keeping an eye on it. I think... but it happens like everything in New York. Like, 20 minutes after it's discovered, it has like its own Twitter account. You know, that's what they do.
But did you enjoy your weekend of activity? Did you have fun at your Nutcracker
The
this
Nutcracker,
weekend?
I have to do a sincere shout out to Julia's boyfriend, Caleb, because they
Caleb getting a lot of run this week.
They danced.
He's a ballet dancer,
he
right?
has been a ballet dancer for 8 years, and I've never seen him dance, and he was excellent. But there is a problem with the...
can't look at him.
You know what? Don't look at him.
I'm it's sorry. Not,
it's, that's why
I'm
I look
sorry.
At you.
Ballet dancers, men especially,
mm-hmm.
they
yes.
are known for a few things. Their dexterity
yes.
and their muscle mass.
Yes.
Right. Absolutely.
So the idea that they would be light in the loafers does not make sense to me.
Is this man fit? Is this Caleb a fit young man?
He is so amazingly fit, and he's skinny, and just to watch him move around the stage was really impressive. He's a very,
he was the
very
prince.
Good dance. He was the prince, and he also did the Arabian dance. He was the male lead in the entire ballet.
You think he,
did he?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Do you think he dances privately for your daughter,
Oscar? How would you like to do a pirouette on the end of my fist? But I will say this.
How was the show?
The show was great. There was the majority of the cast was probably 10 and under because it was the Loudoun Dance Academy, I believe, or Dance Academy of Loudoun. But here's the thing. If you're doing the ballet.
How long was the show?
It ran about 90 minutes.
You know, wow, that's the full Nutcracker suite.
A lot of dancing.
But here's the thing. If you're running a
ballet,
show like this.
Moron.
Oh, sorry.
It's a show. And Oscar, as I said, it does not include the little drummer boy. It's
all dancing, right?
All dancing, no dialogue. No dialogue.
Ding, 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 ding.
But if you're dancing, they did not have an orchestra. They danced to tracks. So if you're going to play.
It's what they did at the show I went to.
If you're going to play the tracks, remember, when you go see the Nutcracker, the dancing is about half of it. Half of it is the music. It's one of the greatest collections of music ever. Play it loud, because you know what I heard for most of it? I heard this. Feet hitting the floor of the stage as they're doing ballet.
Because the audio guy.
Yes, because they were not playing the audio.
Punted
yes,
it.
Yes, and I just kept saying, turn it up.
You know
turn
what that
it
is?
Up.
And you know what that is. Rob and I have done audio. That's fear-based.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Fear-based.
Why don't you stand up and say, well, you should walk over to that person, stand in front of them and say, look, you're somebody's son. And they want to be able to hear the actual audience. And
did they have the audio board in the back of the theater?
The audio board, it was at Freedom High School in South Riding, which is a behemoth high school with a huge auditorium. So the audio and soundboard and the lighting is in a booth in the way back. It wasn't easily accessed.
Too far to walk to.
Besides, I was too busy telling the director, if something goes wrong, I can do the Arabian dance. I'm ready and standing by.
So it was really too soft. That's terrible.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, you really want to crank
it. Was,
it
was distractingly soft, to be honest.
Really?
But once I sort of came to terms with the fact that it was going to be that way, all of the dancing was great, and it's a beautiful, beautiful play.
Did you know this about her? Because this is what I know.
Not a play. It's a ballet.
It's a ballet. Forgive me.
This is what I know about high school relationships.
Oh, this will get ready, America, because he knows a lot. Will take a while.
Most dads don't know enough about, well, at least when I was growing up, about their boyfriends and what they do. Did you know that
I speak English. So.
Did you know that Caleb was a dancer?
Yes.
This entire time?
Before he dated Julia, I knew that he was a dancer.
Did you know that he performed at this high level that you are?
I did not know that he was at this level. No, I did not.
Wow.
So it was really kind of cool to see it. And I said,
backstage with Julia afterwards?
That was the kind of thing where you didn't go backstage, but they were already in the lobby by the time you left the theater. The whole cast
cool.
was
he happy?
On.
Was he happy about the
Delighted.
Show?
Delighted. And I wanted to tell him, I said, Caleb, he was wearing his prince outfit, which is, you know, white ballet pants and a blue velour gold sort of an embroidered jacket, and he was making sort of like a tough guy rapper pose for a picture, and I said, Caleb, it's a great effort, but you're not going to look tough in that outfit.
Okay, well, congratulations.
Oh, Caleb.
That's cool. That's very, very
now,
cool.
Now, tomorrow, ask me about the Army concert.
All right.
Because that's another thing.
Were there any Ohio State fans that said, shut the F up to anybody?
They said to the guy in the sound booth, turn it the F up!
We'll take a break. News you may not need coming up next right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, it's Chris Freitz with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I talk about Pelosi the power broker. Will she take back the speakership? And will Donald Trump pardon Paul Manafort? Plus, what do the GM layoffs mean for the president? Tune in.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Noom. Here's a fact. Most people who lose weight gain it all back. Why? Because most weight loss plans just tell you what to do when you're on the plan, not after. Let me tell you about Noom and how they can help you for good. Noom is not a lose weight fast plan. This is a lose weight forever plan. With Noom, you don't diet. You learn to recognize and change the habits that block your success. Noom puts weight loss in the palm of your hand, literally. The Noom app is on your phone whenever and wherever you need it. Noom gives you a live goal specialist a behavior change professional, nutrition expert, and fitness trainer all in one, all for less than the price of a single appointment with a nutritionist or personal trainer. And with one of the biggest food databases available, Noom takes the agony out of food tracking. Try Noom's easy 30-second online evaluation to see how much weight you can lose and keep off. What do you have to lose? Sign up today to start your trial at Noom.com/TMOS. Start your trial today at Noom.com/TMOS and start losing weight for good. That's Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial and start seeing life-changing results. Do it today, ladies and gentlemen. And, well, I'll play the music for the news, but
news.
I'll also, give you something different. President Bush will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol before a memorial service at the National Cathedral in Washington. There will be a second memorial in Houston, Texas, and he will be laid to rest alongside Barbara at his presidential library in College Station, Texas. Bush was a decorated pilot in World War II before entering national politics as Richard Nixon's ambassador to the U.N. in 1971. He was the director of the CIA under Gerald Ford before serving 8 years as Ronald Reagan's vice president. In 1988, he defeated Michael Dukakis to become the 41st president of the United States. His term was marked by the end of the Cold War and the disintegration of the Soviet Union, the first Gulf War, and the invasion of Panama. He only served one term, though. He was defeated by Bill Clinton in 1992. Bush is survived by 5 children, 14 grandchildren, and 7 great-grandchildren. My meeting with the president was at the golf tournament out of Manassas, Virginia, Lake Manassas, Virginia, the President's Cup, when this was shortly after the terrorist attack on the USS Cole, the warship in Yemen, where they blew a hole in the side of it. And on that particular day, we were all asked to wear black ribbons in tribute to the people lost on the Cole. I was on the first tee where the 41st president was, and I got to shake his hand. And the 41st president's assistant said, "Excuse me, could we borrow that? Because no one has given one to the 41st president." And I remembered that I gave my black ribbon to the 41st president to wear at the President's Cup. And then right after the opening ceremonies, the assistant came back over to me and gave it back to me. I always thought that was a pretty cool moment. Classic. I still have that black ribbon today. But as I mentioned on Facebook over the weekend, my memory was from that golf club. And the memory was I got along better with the staff at that place, at that shishi place. And it was an honor for me to be the first tee announcer and introduce all the golfers and introduce the 41st president of the United States. But what I remember is the staff and the way they talked about him. And even back then, this is long before he got sick. This is right around the time that W was running for office.
Right.
And I'll never forget what they used to say. They used to say how all the things you're hearing on TV is how down to earth he is, how respectful he was to everybody, no matter what they were all about. And, you know, what a classy guy he was. And the reason I think you're seeing the nation now clamoring for this is because of where we are as a nation and what we have become as a nation. We need more of Democrats saying good things about Republicans, Republicans saying good things about Democrats. We need these moments that you see, and not just when somebody dies. And we are so in need of that right now.
Civility.
And we're in a very, very dark place. And it's moments like this that remind us of our humanity.
Right.
And for that, I'm grateful to 41. I really am. H.W. Bush.
Just to echo your sentiments, I think we've actually discussed this when I was going through business school, where I learned in a different light, because growing up, you just see what you see on TV. But from an economist's point of view, that he, of all the presidents, he sacrificed his second term for the good of the country.
He did.
With the no new taxes, and then he had to raise taxes.
When he raised taxes, he lost the support of his own party. And it was, you know, this was also a guy, I watched constant biographies of him over the weekend. This is a guy that would call out a bully if somebody, other kid was getting picked on. This is a guy, and this is where I relate to my own father as a World War II veteran. It just seemed to be... he came from a line of very, very successful people and very successful political people. And he just remembered it was all about that kind of public service. Mm-hmm. I don't think it can be lost that these families where, you know, they're not just rich, successful families. They're families where I think that there is, it's ingrained in them, this desire to serve. And these dynasties that you they don't think about that as much as this is what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm supposed to be doing this. And it's very, very cool to see.
A lot of my friends have a connection with George H.W. Bush because in 1989, he came to James Madison High School.
There you go.
Ate lunch in our cafeteria and then spoke to about 100 of the top senior students of my class in the library. And there's some marvelous pictures of him with all of the students crowded in the library watching him speak in 1989. And as I said, all the top students were there. I found out about it after he left.
How did you not get to go?
You know what? It was such a covert operation. Most of the school never knew the president was there until after he was gone. They ran it so tight. Mm. But one of his top men was Chris Studdarts, who was in our class, was his father. Mm. And they arranged it. And a friend of mine, Brent Davis, said he was pulled out of Mr. C's English class. He says, I need to see you. And the only thing he's thinking of is a guy with an earpiece pulls him out of class without telling him why. And he says, what have I done this past weekend that merits this? And, but it turned out Brent Davis actually sat next to President Bush That's at fantastic. Lunch, and President Bush gave him his French fries.
Aww. Well, you know, it's just I've really been enjoying that. I've been nostalgic thinking about my own mom and dad. And, you know, a lot of people from I do believe in that greatest generation.
Yeah, here.
You know, these Lost are people the that were around in the Depression. He didn't suffer in the Depression, but he knew about it.
Sure.
He was raised to know about it. And, you know, my mom did suffer during the Depression. And, you know, it's just I've been really, really nostalgic all weekend long watching this and that great cartoon where the plane is up in heaven and they're there. And they lost a daughter, you know, Rob, I'm sure you can identify with this, at 4 years old to pediatric leukemia, the same cancer that your son beat.
And it was such a death sentence back then. And they've come so far. But I mean, that they held, I've read, and it's you know, it's around a lot of the leukemia literature. They held that so close even till the end of their lives that affected them, and it made them cherish their children and their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren. It really affected him and shows him as an excellent example of what I think is civility and humanity.
Yeah, and you know what? I think for everybody, you know, I tell that little story, and it was a throwaway thing with that guy, but I think really more of us ought to stand up to people and bad behavior. I think that's really something that, you know, let people. It's really, really time that maybe we can use this opportunity to reflect on how we all behave and maybe a little less of the fun and a little less of the silly and a little more grown-up behavior. Because I think more than anything else,
not on this
George
show.
Bush.
No, silly here.
No. But silly here. That's
80
our
minutes
job.
Of silly. Yeah, yes, yeah, and that's yeah, yeah. it. Yeah.
But you look at guys like George W. Bush and you look like unbelievable battles, right?
Yes.
Some dirty politics involved in that too. But in the end, it looked like it was being run by grown-ups.
Mm-hmm. Yes, here.
That's all I have to say. And, you know, that's it. I just wanted to say that about President George H.W. Bush. And now a little something-something for you boys. A woman, speaking of bad behavior, went into a deli in Philadelphia a few weeks ago and said she wanted to buy beer, but she didn't have any money. And the owner said, no, you can't have free beer, which apparently made her angry.
Sure.
So she grabbed a can of hairspray and a lighter, and made an improvised flamethrower.
Hey!
Then she used it to torch a bunch of items in the store while the owner ran away! Fortunately, the fire didn't spread, and the police are still trying to track down the woman. They haven't found her yet. I think if they want to find her, she's the one smoking a cigarette with not a single hair out of place on a windy day. There you go. Hairspray and the lighter. We'll take a break. Come
Use
back
burn.
With the audio vault. Yeah, it was Philadelphia. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Cake and cookies.
Hey there. This is Katie of the Cake and Cookies Show. And we're back. Tonight we have a brand new show for you. So stay tuned. Send in your questions on Facebook and keep
Sounds
clicking.
Good.
So yeah, we're back. The ball's in your court, Tech 411.
Oh, snap.
Ew.
Oh,
Katie. Now we got to do one. Thanks, Katie. Jesus.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Tis the season, and when you think of holiday shopping, you think of Macy's.
Yes.
Macy's has been your department store destination for over 160 years, and now it's even better because now you can shop from your home with Macy's.com. It has everything that you could buy in that big store on Fifth Avenue at 34th Street. But here's the miracle. When you access the site through our portal, you're supporting the Mike O'Mara Show. And that will definitely put you on Kris Kringle's nice list. No crowds, no hassle. Just point, click, buy, and support TMOS. Just make sure to access Macy's through their banner on our website. You can't miss it. So if you need it, buy it right now by clicking Macy's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It costs you nothing but means the world to us. Macy's and TMOS, perfect together. Now go spend money. And let's open up the audio vault for today, December 3rd. 2018, Rob Spiewak.
Our lead story, FU Saturday Night Live. I actually stayed up, watched it live. Not a single laugh in the entire episode.
I saw that you posted that.
And I was so pissed because...
You didn't like the opening?
No, I didn't like the opening. I didn't know who the host was. I didn't know who the musical artist was. And it didn't make me laugh. However, they got one thing right. They did remember George H.W. Bush. And I can save you 90 minutes just by letting you hear this one clip. I thought this was very nice.
President Bush was famously a very warm and gracious man who always understood the power in being able to laugh at yourself. So...
1,000 points of light still operating, coming in from all those areas. Not gonna do it. Not gonna do it.
Can you stop it for a second?
Yes.
I based my George Bush impression on Dana Carvey's.
Yes.
And I was watching that and going back on Saturday Night Live. That's the greatest presidential impression that's ever been done on Saturday Night Live. And maybe in the top five of all presidential impressions.
He was ahead of the curve on it too. I mean, he got quick.
It was hysterical. I mean, and it's still funny. You go back and you look at it. He captured it. And go ahead, play that from the beginning.
I should have set this up better. They introduce the clip, and it opens with Dana Carvey, and then the actual George Bush replies.
President Bush was famously a very warm and gracious man who always understood the power in being able to laugh at yourself. So.
1,000 points of light still operating, coming in from all those areas. Not gonna do it. Not gonna do it.
George Bush here. I'm watching you do your impression of me, and I gotta say, it's nothing like me. Bears no resemblance. It's bad. It's bad.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. President. I think it's a fair impression.
Don't see it.
You know?
It's totally exaggerated. Not me, those crazy hand gestures. The pointing thing, I don't do them. And also, na-ga-da, never said it. In all my years of government service, I never once said na-ga-da.
And I thought they did a nice job with that. So that's what you needed to hear.
With the release
of Bohemian Rhapsody, I'm hearing a lot of Queen music everywhere. I'm hearing it on the radio, seeing it on TV. It's everywhere. Even on YouTube, it's popping up. However, I do love this, and I could watch stuff like this for days. A guy got about two dozen floppy disk drives, as many hard drives, a couple printers, and one 56K modem, and wired them to play Bohemian Rhapsody.
This is cool.
It is so faithful to the arrangement.
This should be your bet for the Micro Center ad.
Yes! And this video is on our Facebook page, so make sure you check it out. So that's a... He did the whole song. I love it. I think it's fantastic. Oh,
okay. I love it.
All right. I could have listened to the whole thing.
Did you watch Sunday Night Football last night?
No, I did not. I watched the Christmas show.
Which one?
I don't remember.
All right. By the way, there's a new movie also on Netflix about a Christmas prince. Stay away from it. Not so great.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't like it.
Okay.
I fell asleep.
You're devouring that material, though. I'm glad you gave the second look to the
Love Christmas Chronicles. Everybody, grit your teeth for 15 minutes, and then you will be delighted.
Yeah, get through it.
Yeah, get through it. All right.
Get through it.
Last night, Sunday Night Football, the Chargers beat the Steelers 33-30.
Great game.
But did you think they'd ever get this field goal? Listen to how the game ended.
39 yards. Mike Wint is the snapper. Donnie Jones is the holder to win the game in Pittsburgh. And it is over the top of the crossbar, and no good. but there's a flag down at the 21-yard line. There's a flag down.
Offside.
So Bagsley gets another crack at it. Now it's 34 yards. Blocked! Flag, another
blocked.
Flag. Artie Burns.
They're offsides again.
Offside. Defense number 25.
This is a 29-yard attempt.
Wow.
And he does it.
That was unbelievable.
Artie
he had
Burns.
A block.
Yeah, Artie Burns was offside again.
25. Penalties declined. Field goal's good.
I don't think I've ever seen a game end like this.
And they won 33-30.
What's the deal with Artie Burns?
He's very, very excited.
Because the score was 30-30, right?
Yeah, it was tied up.
It was
up.
The end of the game. Absolutely. So they were trying to push it to overtime.
I got to say that it's the time, and I've sat on this a while. It's time to introduce my new favorite feature, the Mike O'Mara Show Inebriant of the Week. And I want you to know, nobody was hurt. I do not condone drunken driving, but no one was hurt. And I give this award to Lincoln, Nebraska, and the Inebriant of the Week.
Lincoln police say the 26-year-old man veered off the road, striking a tree and crashing into a retaining wall. The man told police he crashed because his windshield wipers weren't working and he had to drive with his head out of the window like Ace Ventura. The crash caused about $500 in damage.
He had to. And what I love is that it's not just your head out of the window. It's your head out of the window, you know, like Ace Ventura.
Like Ace Ventura.
Like Ace Ventura. And then when he was in the jail, he said, do not go in there. Whoa.
One would think if you put your kid in preschool, it would be the safest 6 hours of the day.
Mm-hmm.
These are people that are trained and their job is to keep your child safe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a Hawaiian preschool that made a little, what we like to call an oopsie, Mike. They mixed up the apple juice. They didn't serve them apple juice. They served them Pine Sol.
Stunned. Absolutely stunned. My first reaction was wondering why they would store the two in the same part of the building. My son didn't ingest any of it, or I don't think he even put it to his lips. I don't think a lot of the kids did.
Just a sip or a taste or a lick is probably not a real big problem. But if a lot is consumed, then that can be a problem.
All the children are okay. And the good thing is any kid that threw up actually left the toilet cleaner than when they started.
Oh, that is so nasty.
They got a voucher for a free lunch.
That's free. Mike, apple juice. All
apple juice.
You want.
All you want. I'm fine.
And let us close with this. I know you, like me, Mike, have a little thing still after all these years for Dolly Parton.
Yeah,
and
I do.
She's she wrote the music for the new Jennifer Aniston movie. I think it's called Dumplin'. It's on Netflix. She's not in it, but she got to work with Jennifer Aniston.
I interviewed her a million years ago.
And this is her talking about how great it was to work with Jennifer Aniston.
I love her to death. My husband is crazy about her.
Really?
Yes. And he was more excited that I was going to do a movie with her than he was that I got the chance to write all this music. See, I think he kind of fantasizes like a threesome with us.
Oh.
Yeah, Dolly.
Oh,
there you go, Dolly.
No, but I think he does. And I think, he can't even get it out to pee, much less get it up to three.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Wow. Oh, another one in the can. Thank you, Dolly. Thanks for joining us for another riveting episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message you'd like to hear in our Tuesday mailbag, hey, that's tomorrow.
Send them late.
Send it along to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Remember, the TMOS bonus show makes a great Christmas gift, even for yourself. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the banner that says Gift Bonus. It's a real pretty little banner. Click right on it. Easy as pie.
Just as tasty.
Please support TMOS. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara, thanking you for your continued amazing support for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Okay. Come on.
Ooh, that's a bingo.